Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to today's press conference. We're going to get started here in just a moment. I will like to also welcome the listeners on the Illini Sports Network on the radio. And here in just a moment, I'm going to introduce Ron Gunther, who will introduce our new men's basketball coach, following some question and answers from the media here for our new coach. We will break up and have one-on-one opportunities. We have a few players here that did not have a class conflict. We've also got Ron Gunther, who's available, and Bruce will be available as well. So without any further ado, Ron Gunther.
Thank you. I'm not doing another one of these, I'll tell you that right now. First of all, I'd like to thank the media once again for the unbelievable assistance that they gave me during this search. I will tell you, every morning I woke up and read the papers to find out where I'd been and where I'm supposed to be. So it's I'd be remiss not to also thank Chancellor Kanner, who's here, and President Stuckel and our athletic board and trustees, who once again allowed me and empowered me to go out and do the job and get through the process. You know, that was 8 days ago. It seems like 25 days ago, but it's only been 8 days ago that we began seeking a coach. And I'll tell you that every one of the searches that we've been through in the past, what we've attempted to do is to find the next person that would continue to move the thing in the right direction. Our goal is to win a national championship at the University of Illinois. And I would tell you that each one of the searches had a little bit different twist to it. And I'm just telling you, at this moment, I believe that Bruce Weber is the coach to lead us to the next level. Let me go through some of the steps that we took and take a look at some of the criteria. This time, we definitely wanted to have a guy that had Midwest roots. We wanted a guy that had Big Ten experience, and I wanted somebody that had a seat for at least 5 years as a head coach and had tournament experience. As always, the second part of this, and it's probably a main plank in the platform, is that integrity. And I would tell you that everywhere I turned with Bruce, I almost had information overload. As you know, Rod Cardinal's son was at Purdue, so I had a look as a parent, but everywhere I turned, Bruce came up on 5 stars relative to integrity. I think the media that are here, you're going to like working with this guy because he's honest. I think our kids are going to enjoy playing for him because he's honest. I think parents and administrators alike, I can't speak enough about the integrity of Bruce Weber. The second plank is the academic performance. As you know, we've been very successful here in getting our kids educated and walking out with degrees. Again, if you look back into Bruce's background and what he did at Southern, what they did at Purdue, I think you'd find out that he's strong. And for the kids that met him this morning, I think one of the three things that Bruce talked about was the responsibility of going to class. Whether the NBA is there or not, we're going to graduate you. The third was the institutional and community fit. I just met Megan, the three girls, and Bruce. I think you'll find if Carbondale and West Lafayette have anything to say, they would tell you that this is a family that we'll not only embrace, but we're going to love to embrace them. He's worked in a large land-grant institution. Southern is very similar as to how we operate, and I think the fit was terrific. From the personal fit, I like him a lot. As I worked through the process, you talk to a lot of people and you get an image in your mind about what it is you're about to meet. He comes through the door, took one look at him, within seconds, you can be engaged. He's better than anything I thought, and I am going to enjoy working with Bruce. Player coach, I think I told the kids when I went out on the mission, I said this one gets stickier every time we leave. We want to raise the bar. Because we brought discipline to the program, we brought a lot of toughness to the program, and we brought some heart to the program. And I think that as the players will get to know. Everywhere I turned, players could not speak high enough of their relationship with Coach Weber. So I think we've accomplished that. And as a basketball strategist, I will just tell you, as I heard Coach this morning, and I already had it down, Coach, you know, there's certain trees that you fall out of, and the apples don't fall very far. But Coach Iba started something, and Coach Sutton took off. And Coach Self was under the Sutton tree, as you may know. What a lot of people don't know was Coach Sutton trained Katie. And Coach spent 18 years with Coach Katie. So the same kind of defensive pressure, the same kind of toughness you're going to see developed and continued here at Illinois. I would tell you that that was the other thing, I think, that the kids made clear before I set out to find the coach, is what the style of play was going to be. Bruce hails from Milwaukee. He spent 1 year in Western Kentucky. He moved up and down to West Lafayette, spent 18 years with Purdue. 17 of those 18, they were in postseason play. They won 6 Big Ten championships while they were together. They had 2 NC2A Sweet 16 appearances and 1 Elite Eight. Now, what really caught my attention, and as you analyze coaching, where they go, when they get their head job, and what happens. Coach moved to Southern, and Southern, before he got there, 3 preceding years had losing years. And I think Coach had 7 kids that first year. I think he tried to get in a couple of those games, but he had literally 7 kids. They went 15-12. The second year was 20-13. They made it to the second round of the NIT. Third year, 16-14. The next time we pick up on that is we actually ran into Coach's team in Las Vegas. So we got a chance to watch him work up and close and dirty. And we were fortunate to get out of there with a win. But that was the year they went 28-8 and made it to the Sweet 16. And last year, 24-6 and lost the heartbreaker to Missouri. His career record at Southern is 104-53, and he's considered to be one of the brightest young coaches in the country. I'd like to introduce you to the 16th men's basketball coach at Illinois, Bruce Weber.
Thank you. Is that a boo? No, I'll take that. I am honored and humbled to be named the coach here at this institution. It's a tremendous honor. You know, all coaches talk about dream jobs, and for me, I had a dream of being a Big Ten coach, a head coach, and this is an opportunity not only to be a Big Ten coach in a tremendous conference at a tremendous institution, to be it, but to also be in a program that I really truly believe is one of the top 15 in the country, and truly has that chance. And truly has that chance to win, as Ron said, a national championship. And that is a mouthful, but I believe it can be done. You look right here where we're standing. The facility is just unbelievable. What Ron has done with the whole athletic department in academics and in all the different phases, it's just continued to make improvements. So he's put everything there. The pieces are in place to make that next run. I would like to thank Ron for having the faith in me, and I know the media scrutinized him a little bit, but as with his search tendencies, but as a coach, I do appreciate how he goes through it, and we talked yesterday. He doesn't want to have one coach compared to another. I know it's tough on you guys, it's tough on the fans, but as a coach, you don't want to say, well, he lost a job to this guy, and I've been through that before where you feel like you were defeated. But I think a lot of time it's fit, it's timing, and he doesn't even know this, but last Monday, I opened the paper. I was actually with one of my assistants. We were recruiting, and I believe it was the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and had a long article about Ron, what he had gone through with Bill. But I read it, and I told my assistant to look at it, and I said, well, if he's not lying, I'm going to be the next coach at Illinois. And I truly believe that I was the right fit. The things he talked about, longevity, integrity, honesty, and a commitment, I think that's what my career has been about. And anyone that can spend 18 years with Coach Katie, something's got to be loose or something. But we made it, and it's been, I'll be honest, 18 years, I thought I had it the best being at Purdue as an assistant. And everyone kept saying, you got to get a head job. I loved it there. And I never thought anything could top it. And I had the opportunity to go to Southern, and it's the last 5 years have been five of the best of my families in our life, and now I'm hoping to top it. And I have said for a number of years, I've had some other opportunities to move. I said I would only take a job, and I promised the Southern people that I'd only take a job where I felt I had an opportunity to be at a national program, at a place where you had a chance to finish my career and do it for the long run and have a chance of winning a national championship. And I believe that this is it. I've been hired by three people in my coaching career, and they're all football guys. And I don't know if they've been hit or whatever, but Coach Katie, of course, Jim Hart was the athletic director at Southern Illinois, and now Ron. So, I should have figured it out a long time ago if I was going to try to go after a job. Did they have a football guy in the AD position? But it's something I'm very much looking forward to. I think, as I said, everything's in place. I'm excited about the players. You have a young group. I know, Bill leaves, and I read in a paper he said, it's great. Well, if it was so great, why the heck isn't he still here? But he did leave a great foundation. As Ron talked about what Lon has set up, and then Bill has continued that. I think Lon brought integrity to the program, some discipline. I think Bill continued that with the toughness and the passion that he coaches. And I would say, and I told the kids this morning, I'd be very similar to Bill. And we talked about the family tree and the styles of play. And if you've seen us play, and by the way, I told them this morning, we should have beat the Illini 2 years ago in Vegas. We let that slip away. But we will play tough man-to-man defense. We have not played an ounce of zone in 2 years. Now, Syracuse won a national championship with a zone, and there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just our style. We're going to pressure. I love how Bill got after it. I told the guys, everyone talks about running and gunning, and I like running and scoring. The gunning, they can leave that for the practice court, but we will push the basketball. I think that's exciting basketball. That's how they want to play. But at the same time, you have to have good shot selection, and you're not going to win games unless you play with some sense and some smarts. And I think it's been proven throughout my career and that's what I think over the long haul, that's what's going to win games. So as far as assistant goes, I know you're going to ask questions. Wayne is going to stay on our staff, and to me, I'm to me, that it's one of the best moves I made at Southern was keeping Rodney Watson, who was an assistant there, because the transition was for the players, for the faculty, for the community. I think made it much easier on me, and I'm hoping that'll also happen with Wayne. And I've known him since I was a young coach at Purdue, and watched his practices when he was an assistant at Peoria Manual, the early morning workouts they used to have. I'm not sure if they were legal, but they were doing them, and. But I think that's why they win. They worked hard, and watching his son through the years and all his great run as the head coach and winning the state championship. So we're happy to have him on board. As far as the rest of the staff goes, it's going to be I'm going to take a couple days, see what things go on with at Southern Illinois with one of my assistants, Matt Painter, has a chance to get the job there. And if that happens, then we'll kind of piece things together after that. But the last thing before I'll take questions, the one important element for me is, and Ron talked about it, was being part of the community. And I think we were at West Lafayette. I know we were at Carbondale. And the somebody that is very important to me, and I appreciate their what they've to be a coach's wife and a coach's family is not easy. I know you guys have your job to do, but the last week has been something. It's gone a little too far. And last night, about 11:30, people were knocking on our doors, and I was half naked, and the dogs were running around. My youngest daughter was screaming, and she thought we were being robbed. But it was just a journalist that wanted a tip. The craziest thing is we live in the country, like 5 or 6 miles outside of town. My assistants have been there 50 times, and every time on the way there, they have to call because they can't find it. And these darn reporters find the thing. So, but I am pleased to introduce my wife, Megan. And my three daughters. Hannah is a junior in high school. Right now, Christy is a freshman, and then Emily, the fireball, is a fifth grader. So, I know it's not going to be easy on them, but as I said, when we said we'd move one more time, and there was a lot of emotion involved in the last couple days, and I think once we get it all settled down, they'll be happy to be wearing orange, and we're going to get them some Illini shirts today, and so they can go back to Carbondale and strut their stuff tomorrow at school. So, I guess we're going to open up for questions.
Bruce?
Yes.
Welcome to Champaign, first
Thank
of all.
You.
Just had a quick question regarding your ties to Chicagoland recruiting. What's that entail?
Well, being at Purdue and being at Southern, I think that was one of the reasons that Ron had a strong interest in me. We've recruited Chicago since day one, and had several players at Purdue that had, you know, came from the Chicago area, you know, not only the city, but the Catholic League, the suburban leagues. At Southern, we had several players over the last few years, and I think the whole state of Illinois, you know, we've done a good job. I think I would bring credibility. I know a lot of the coaches. Not only our success at Purdue, but our recent success at Southern should enhance that. So I think, and then adding Wayne to the staff, or keeping him on, I think the recruiting should move forward with, you know, a lot of strong ties throughout the state of Illinois. And I will add that Illinois definitely would be the foundation of our recruiting. I would hope that anywhere from 75 to 90% of the players, but then I think off and on you go out of state if you have a connection. And, you know, we had a strong ties in St. Louis. Actually, next year, 7 of our players will be out of the St. Louis, Missouri area at Southern. Would have been in the upcoming season, so you know, it would be advantageous, especially with their location, also to go that way.
Bruce, back here. First of all, congratulations to you. Let me just ask you a little bit about the lure of the Big Ten coming from the Missouri Valley. I know you obviously spent a lot of time at Purdue, but why the Big Ten is so exciting for you?
Well, I grew up in Milwaukee, and as a kid, you watch Badger games and. It was, you know, I believe it's the conference. And of course, you know, different people, you know, it's kind of the eye of the beholder, but it's what you've grown up in. And to me, it's athletics, you know, it's the fan support and also the institutions. You can't beat the academics in the Big Ten, and you know, it's a total package. And the crowds are just tremendous. Every place you go, obviously the TV coverage, it's just another level. And the Missouri Valley is a tremendous conference. And I learned a lot about coaching when I know my first year I thought, oh, it would be a breeze. But there's great coaches in that league. But it's just this is another level. And it's, you know, it's a level that I had hoped to be at. And hopefully I can take advantage and move this program forward.
Coach, Mike Kleff from WCIA in Champaign. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second of all, I'm sorry I put you in an uneasy spot in the parking lot in Carbondale when I talked to
he
you.
He chased me in the parking lot, and it was like the paparazzi. I didn't...
I'm sorry once again. Third of all, Coach, in a situation like this, you know, I could tell just in looking in your eye, you know, that you dearly wanted to be here today. So the time from dearly wanting to be here and finally being here, mm-hmm. what was that period of time like, and how special is this day for you?
As I said, that Monday, I really felt that I had a chance for the job, if everything that he had talked about. And then about midweek, started getting some feelers. Ron's so good, he even calls people and tell them not to call me to tell them, but, you know, that he talked to them. And I know with Coach Katie, it was like the happiest. I called him Thursday, I believe, and it was like the happiest call he's ever gotten. He says, "Oh, I'm glad you called. He told me not to call you, but I got to tell you this." And so he just, like a little kid, he couldn't, you know, hold a secret. But as the week unfolded, I heard from several people that I was considered to be, you know, strongly involved and you know, maybe his guy that he wanted. And, you know, I was doing a lot of recruiting, so I was driving, so you're listening to a lot of talk radio, and everybody's saying something different, the papers. Sunday morning, my oldest daughter woke up early, and the paper said I was out of it, and she called me in Houston, and she woke me up and said, "Dad, you're out of it now." And I was like, you know, "I'm fine, don't worry." And the only time I really worried was Sunday night, because I thought he was going to call Sunday night. And my wife and I, I thought that was going to be the time when he was going to say, "Hey, you're the guy," and he didn't. And I didn't sleep very well that night. We rolled around. She kicked me out a couple times. And but about, I think it was 6:45, 7 o'clock Monday morning was the first time I got the good feel that from Ron that I was going to be the guy. And then it was a fast break after that. It was just... going at it and finishing the job.
Bruce, have you met with the players? And if you
yes.
have, what did you talk to them about?
Well, I met this morning, and it's been a hectic couple days being up here, going back home, coming up early this morning. We tried to get them all together before they had class this morning. And just my philosophy and trying to make sure they understood it's not going to be a big change from Bill. Bill's, you know, his system is going to be very similar. I think both of us coach with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. And as I said, it's very similar styles. And I talked a little bit about my philosophy as far as rules and freedom. And, you know, I think I'm a player's coach. I enjoy my players. Last night when I went back to Carbondale to meet my guys and tell them I was leaving, it was very hard. There were a lot of tears, a lot of hugs, but I think in the end result they were happy that I had the opportunity to do this, and I thank them, you know, because they gave me that opportunity to move on because of how they bought in, and that's the biggest thing. They have to buy in. One of the things I feel like a coach like Phil Jackson has done is he gets his best players to buy in, from Michael in Chicago to Kobe and Shaq. And you know, when you get your best guys to buy in, everybody fouls. And we did that at Purdue with Glenn Robinson. And I had Kent Williams and Jermaine Dearman at Southern. So it's a key thing. We need the leadership of – we don't have a lot of older – obviously no older guys – but D has stepped up watching, and Darren is being young guys. I talked to them this morning about how I love where they were in the assist list, and that they, as freshmen, they're instead of coming in and trying to jack shots like most freshmen do, and I know they put up a couple, but they're still giving up the ball and playing to win, and that's what it's about. And we're going to meet as one of my first things is to meet with each player individually this afternoon when we get through with all of this stuff. And then I know they're going to be done with school here. I'm going to try to get a couple workouts in with them so they get a feel of my style and also I get a feel of what they're about. I have not talked to the recruits that are signed yet, and I hope to do that tonight.
Bruce, over here, Andrew Miller with the local NBC affiliate. Welcome to town. A lot of Illini fans right now talking about loyalty in lieu of what just happened with Bill. What can you tell them to let them know that you want to be here for a long, long time?
Well, I think 18 years at Purdue, 5 years at Southern, when I had an opportunity each year to leave Southern. And I, in fact, I told the players several jobs I could have doubled my money. But I didn't do it because I was committed to them, and my family would probably killed me if I would have moved again. I think that's what I'm about. I think if you talk to other coaches, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of guys in the business that, you know, have gone around me. You know, I was in the Big Ten a long time as an assistant. Guys have, you know, I consider myself, I guess, more of a marathoner, a long-distance runner, where they're the sprints and they maybe take a shortcut here or there. But in the end result, I'm here, and I got a better... I feel I have a better job than most of them, and so I know my experience at Purdue allowed me to be successful at Southern, because I had lived through everything. I'd watched one of the best motivators and people managers I think of all time, and when I got to Southern, things happened, and I had been through it. I had seen it, and I knew how to deal with it, and that's why, you know. So hopefully, all that experience. I was the youngest assistant in the Big Ten for a long time. Now I'm going to be the crazy thing. I'm going to be one of the youngest head coaches in the Big Ten, and 24 years later. So I think all of that kind of shows you that I'm going to be here for a while. We're going to build a house too, and I hope it's our last house to build.
And it's it's definitely a dream job for you, huh?
I mean, it is to be here, to be in the Big Ten, to be in the Midwest. In the coaching profession, you watch guys, you know, they're all over the place. And I've been so blessed. Our family's been blessed to, you know, we've only been in a few spots and all within a radius of our family. My brother, younger brothers, of course, is the coach at Glenbrook North. They got third in state this year. My sister lives right on the south side of Chicago. My mom's in Milwaukee, and my older brother just retired from coaching in northern Wisconsin. So we're able to keep our family ties. And my nephew goes to school here, and, you know, so... It's going to be an easy transition.
How did you hook up with Coach Katy back in 79?
And this is a true story, and if he's watching, he'll probably kill me. I was a young coach that wanted to get into business. I had when I figured out I wasn't a very good player, and I had a vertical jump of 2 inches, I decided to get into coaching. My brother was a coach. And I did camps and all, and I had a friend, actually the old coach at Wisconsin Milwaukee where I went, Bob Gottlieb, had worked also for Eddie Sutton, Bob, it just happened, he was recruiting my younger brother, David, and a position opened up at Western Kentucky, and he called him for me. Coach Katy, you know, said, oh, come on down, and I'll meet with you, whatever, Thursday. Well, I drove 9 hours. I just had very little money, and I had never driven 9 hours. And I got there, and not only was he not there, he wasn't even in the country. And this is true. And I drove back home, and I was pretty sad. I'm thinking I'm going to have a chance. And I got back, and I called him, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, come on back down. I said, I don't have enough for gas money. I said, if you want to hire me, that would be great. And I think he felt so bad for missing the interview that he hired me on the phone. And... So, and you know, if you think about it, then, you know, 18 or 19 years after that, that I was with them, it's kind of crazy how things started. And the saddest part is the day I arrived at Western Kentucky, one of my sisters was killed in a car crash. So I get there, and now I have to leave. And I think he just had sympathy with me, and he kept me then for all that time. He did fire me quite a bit. We joke about it. Every year we'd get fired, and I think it was 16 times. We went to the Final Eight that year. He didn't fire me, but he usually fired me on Friday and never said another word and went back to work on Monday.
Yes? Jennifer Hendricks, WCIA TV here in Champaign. We are obviously in beautiful facilities, in the practice facilities, but the playing facilities, Assembly Hall, have gotten a lot of attention recently with the university, the plans, whether to renovate, whether to build anew. Will you push the university to renovate quickly, build another one? What do you think about
that? Well, obviously this is tremendous. I've been around the country, even the NBA ones. I think this is as good a facility as you're going to find. I've said in the paper along the way the last week that I believe it's one of the top 15 jobs, and if it could even move up further if you can, you know, Assembly's great. It's got, you know, to see those pictures with all the orange is unbelievable, and the, you know, they've had a a pretty good run here of playing at home, and it's a great environment. But at the same time, it comes down for kids when you're recruiting them, the aesthetics and what the other schools in the Big Ten have done, from Michigan State to Wisconsin, and it's time to be renovated. And hopefully, and I know Ron, it's one of the things he's committed to. The chancellor's also talked about it yesterday with me, and I'm not sure how quick, but hopefully in near futures the plans will move forward.
Coach, could you talk about the difference from when you took over Southern? You had to build the program. Obviously, there's not a lot of building here. You're taking over an established program with quality players. Can you talk about the difference and also the pressures that come along with that?
I think you've been reading Bill's quotes. But at Southern, as he mentioned, we got the job on May 15th. Rich Heron had done an unbelievable job there. But 3 years, just I don't know, lost his energy, something. It kind of was a disaster, and actually one of the players, Ryan Hammer, was one of my guys. He came today, came over to greet us. But, you know, when I took the job on May 16th or whatever, when I got in the office, not only did we not have seven, one of the guys was ineligible, and this guy wanted to quit, and it was a mess. And we scrambled and got enough for practice and a team. Hopefully it will not be that hard here. I'm hoping. I know we got a good foundation. They signed some recruits. There's only two scholarships available now, and it looks like we'll probably hold those for next year just to get some balance in classes. So we're at Southern. It was, you know, 8 in the morning till 2, 3 at night every day for 3 months, and starting over. Hopefully this will be a much easier on us and on my family, and we can concentrate on the players that we have and making progress. Thank you. I will say this to the media, and I one of the things I pride myself is being good with the media, and I know a lot of you have my cell phones and my cell phone number. I didn't answer the last few days, but I apologize, and I try to be very accessible, and I will in the future. I was just asked not to say anything, and I listened to my bosses. Thank you.